It's the start of the second week of Occupy Bend. Campers continue to stay on city property across from Pioneer Park, and 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer reports.
One of the participants of Occupy Bend, Greg Delgado, says the movement is a chance for people who feel the government is not listening to them to be heard.
Everybody's hurting. This economy is affecting everybody. And that's the central message. And the message here is we all have a voice, and we're going to allow everybody's voice to be heard. And we come from different cultures, different backgrounds, different beliefs, but everybody here has a voice, and we're providing that space to have that voice in a nonviolent, peaceful kind of way.
Organizers plan a rally this coming Saturday starting at noon. There will be music, food, and speeches, and a march downtown. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
The Associated Press reports that Deschutes County DA Patrick Flaherty and Sun Rivers Police Chief have denied a records request by the Eugene Register Guard. The newspaper is seeking details of a drunken driving arrest of a Eugene police officer. 27-year-old officer Derek DeWitt pleaded no contest to a September 4th misdemeanor drunken driving charge in Sun River. He had an alleged blood alcohol content of at least 0.15. The Eugene Register Guard argues that reports from his traffic stop clearly fall under Oregon public records law and that it is in the public interest since he's a police officer sworn to uphold the law. Flaherty disagrees and says the arrest merits a public record exception because the case remains open and is pending litigation. The Sun River Police Chief, Mike Kennedy, also declining to release the records. State Senator Chris Telfer is not just a state lawmaker. She's also a certified public accountant, and she says she likes that Herman Cain's 999 plan is bold and out-of-the-box thinking. She hasn't seen the exact details of the plan, but says the current system has a lot of built-in unfairness.
You know, frankly, the wealthier people can take advantage of these tax write-offs and tax credits and all these things, and so they're the ones taking advantage of these. And so there's a major inequity in the tax law, and it favors people that have a lot of money to buy these tax write-offs. So you get rid of those, and then all of a sudden, you know, maybe those people are not saving as much.
Telfer says even though simplifying the tax code would affect her livelihood, she still supports looking at some big ideas that could get our country out of its economic slump. Sage in the Kitchen, that's the name of a new community cookbook from the Bend Community Center. BCC Executive Director Taffy Gleason says the book is a highly produced, full-color book that will have recipes and bios from many local chefs.
Oh, we have Five Fusion, we have Deschutes Brewery, we have Chow Restaurant, Seasons, we've got Bronco Billy's. So we've got restaurants from all over Central Oregon. We still also have some space for restaurants to get into.
And Gleason says you can contact the BCC if you want your restaurant in the book. Those books are already available for pre-sale. Just go to the BCC website. We do have a link to that at KBND.com. A hole in a gas line caused the evacuation of over 200 people in Redmond late Saturday morning. It happened at a construction site near Southwest 15th and Obsidian, where the future Redmond Boys and Girls Club is being renovated. A volunteer helping with the renovation was using a hand pick and accidentally struck the pipe. There were no injuries. A Beaverton family cancels an annual holiday tradition. They say vandals and thieves ruined it for them. 1110 KBND's Pat Boyle has details.
Jackie and her daughter Amy set up their elaborate display of spiders, headstones, and skeletons like they always do on the first day of October.
And then just overnight, they stole some of the things and
stomped on a lot of things.
Jackie says they have no idea who could be such a Halloween Grinch.
We don't know. It's not anybody that really lives here, I don't think, because everybody loves the yard, so we've had a lot of sympathy calls.
Jackie and Amy are so upset they took down the huge display and packed it back up in the shed. Amy says it's been a real letdown.
Because I usually decorate a lot at my work even, and I haven't been motivated to do anything because it just really took the wind out, you know.
They posted a sign out front that says, thanks to the theft and vandalism of our Halloween decorations, Halloween is canceled in this yard.
And that is a doggone shame. For these stories and more, check us out online at KBND.com. And, of course, you can get instant updates when you follow us on Twitter. Our next local newscast comes up at 6:35. And in that one, a Bend attorney speaks tonight in Redmond about his fight to get a conflict of interest resolved between judges and the PERS system. I'm Dave Jarvis reporting for KBND Radio News.